Airbags deploy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us on this election day as we continue our coverage of the fallout from the financial crisis. And automakers are indeed in crisis mode, with U.S. sales of certain makes down by huge margins. They are numbers that Detroit and even Japan and Germany and Korea are balking at this morning. General Motors sales for October down by nearly half. Ford sales plummeted 30%. Even better-faring brands such as Honda and Toyota reported systematic slumping in car sales. Seems a tightening credit market and less cash on hand is driving this low ride. Well, at least gas is cheaper, but that doesn't necessarily bode well for one car maker. Remember those Chrysler promotions that guaranteed gas at a specific price? Sounded good when fuel was burning at $4 and $5 a gallon. Not so much anymore, as Janet Babin reports from North Carolina Public Radio.
Chrysler's gas card guaranteed buyers they'd pay just $2.99 for a gallon of gas. That's a great deal when a gallon's selling for $4.50. Now, not so much. Kim Korth at auto consulting firm IRN says psychologically the promotion worked.
It was attempting to reduce fuel prices as being the reason why no one was buying light trucks. And so from that standpoint, I think it served its purpose.
The lower prices might save Chrysler a few dollars on the promotion, but Peter DiLorenzo at AutoExtremist.com says not nearly enough.
It might be a little bit advantageous for them. However, whatever little gains they get in this gas deal won't have an effect ultimately on the company's fate.
That fate probably includes a sale to another car company and or a cash infusion from the government. But any decisions on hold until after the election. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
On this election day, investors are liking this idea of democracy. Market futures are up here in the States for the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P. Because of that, European markets moved higher. They also like the prospect of rate cuts from the Bank of England and European Central Bank later in the week. Overnight, that's just what Australia's Reserve Bank did as well, cut rates. Hospital operator Tenet Healthcare reports a third-quarter profit, but the results are lower than Wall Street expectations. Food processor and ethanol producer Archer Daniels Midland, ADM, reports doubled earnings, which beat Wall Street thoughts. The Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, today debates a proposal to more than double the airspace used by wireless devices such as cell phones and computers. TV broadcasters, though, warn that any new over-the-air data transmissions will interfere with signals, John Dimsdale reports.
The new airspace becomes available next February when television broadcasters go digital. That'll free up frequencies in between TV channels called white spaces that internet service providers are salivating over.
High-tech companies, universities, and consumer groups are all calling the TV white spaces the place where we could get Wi-Fi on steroids.
Michael Calabrese at the New America Foundation says the extra airspace will generate all sorts of new wireless technologies.
The ability to move more data through more walls and over longer distances.
Calabrese says the new frequencies will deliver fast internet service to hard-to-reach rural areas. But some TV broadcasters and entertainers who use wireless microphones say those airwaves should stay empty to avoid interference. The FCC did find that computer and TV signals can be kept separate, and supporters of opening up the TV airwaves expect a favorable vote today. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Never mind the great feeling you'll get when you pull that lever today. Now there's really something in it for you. Vote today and get coffee at Starbucks, draft beer at some restaurant chains out west, even patriotic donuts at Krispy Kreme.
Sprinkles.
Yes, Homer, there is a Santa Claus, and he looks a lot like Uncle Sam today.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, working to provide responsible, sustainable energy to power America's future. Constellation Energy, the way energy works. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Cleveland Clinic, committed to providing health and wellness services through its executive health program. At clevelandclinic.org/executive health.
Maybe you live in a city and have a backyard. There's probably at least a corner of it that could use a little life. In San Francisco, some urban farmers would like to revolutionize cooking and maybe even the agriculture business as we know it. Here's Lisa Morehouse.
Shoveling soil into buckets, Trevor Pake looks like a farmer. He's tall and tanned and wears overalls and a checkered shirt. But instead of riding a tractor, Pake hops on his bike to get to his crops. His farm is in backyards across San Francisco. Pake left his job as a mortgage broker and launched a startup called My Farm. The idea is simple. Install an organic garden in a customer's backyard and harvest a box of vegetables four times a month. Customers pay between $25 and $35 a week. Trevor Pake.
Vegetables only have to travel across the backyard.
My Farm customer Hillary Ball doesn't trust store-bought food labeled organic.
Here's some spinach, gourmet baby greens.
She watches a team from My Farm plant heirloom seeds in her backyard.
It's the ultimate control freak's way to control what's coming into your house and what's going into your body.
Ball is typical of My Farm customers. She doesn't have the time or skills to grow her own organic vegetables.
I have a black thumb. I can't grow anything. Everything dies.
Since May, My Farm has installed more than 50 gardens and is gearing up to expand. The company is developing an operating manual and training videos for farmers. Jonathan Landek is with the Center for Agroecology and Sustainable Food Systems at UC Santa Cruz. He sees opportunity for My Farm's decentralized business model.
What this system does is it really challenges the structures that we have in place for food production and distribution.
Pake started My Farm after doing a low-budget market test. He put an ad on Craigslist. 200 responses in 20 minutes told him he was onto something. To recruit customers, My Farm put up 50 flyers in San Francisco neighborhoods.
We've been so busy since we've never had a chance to do any marketing again.
My Farm has reaped close to $90,000 in revenue since May. In San Francisco, I'm Lisa Morehouse for Marketplace.
You can check out pictures of all this growth at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. See you at the voting booth. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.